Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
You're with Danae and Motti from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. And coming up in this half hour of our inaugural AFL Pride Game OB, we have Charlo Curtis and we'll have Ro Allen. But our first guest, and I believe our first international guest,
I believe Motti, it is indeed,
is the US Ambassador to Australia. John Berry has been with us since 2013 as the US Ambassador to Australia, and he follows Richmond. So have you been a Tiger since you arrived?
Woohoo! My first month on arriving, I picked the Tigers because in the United States I ran something called the Save the Tiger Fund.
Right.
So I was a little worried if I didn't barrack for Richmond, I wouldn't be able to go home.
I think you picked a perfect team.
Oh, they're great.
But can you save the Richmond Tigers? Because someone's got to.
Well, they had a tough game in Canberra, but they bounced back last week. So what a great team. They have been fantastic to watch the 3 years here. And I'll be a Richmond man for life.
Well done. I'm sure they'll be delighted to hear that.
Now, is your partner a Tiger supporter as well?
Well, he tends to go for the Swans, but he also knows when the Tigers are playing, it's good to cheer for the Tigers.
Richmond often beats Sydney, even when they shouldn't, so that's probably a good match. Are you following St Kilda tonight?
Oh, my gosh. St Kilda has just been fantastic, and... the courage of both teams in this historic game and this historic match is just wonderful. And I'm so proud of both St. Kilda and Sydney for the leadership they're providing here tonight in this, the first inaugural Rainbow and Pride Games.
Now, Ambassador Berry, is there such a thing in the United States?
No, and that's why I think this is so historic. This is not just important for Victoria and Australia. This is really important for the entire world. And, we have had very brave men and women come out of the closet in sports in the United States in pretty much every sporting activity there is. But we have not had the full-throated endorsement of the leagues of those teams as you have here tonight with the AFL with this Pride game. This is historic for the world. It's also important this is happening right amidst the Olympics. I think my hope is that the world will pay attention to this and all of the leagues. I will be taking this back to the United States and encouraging our leagues to step up with the same courage to support the same effort.
And you are leaving us soon, heading to New York.
Yeah.
Your new role?
Yes, I'll be heading to New York at the end of September to pick up the leadership of a group called the American Australian Association.
Ah.
And it's a great group, and it's in New York City, and what can go wrong when you get to live in New York?
And then, so it was your ambassadorship your first experience down here in Australia, or had you traveled here before?
Actually, I've got a couple of experiences. One, my dad fought in Guadalcanal in World War II. And after surviving that, he came here to Melbourne, where he had 3 weeks leave, R&R, where he slept in tents on the MCG cricket ground.
No way.
And so I grew up hearing the wonderful stories about how wonderfully warm and generous Australians were at that point to him. And as he said, they restored his faith in humanity and goodness. They were so, so wonderful people. And I found the same thing today. But also my partner, who founded the Gay Water Polo League in the United States, competed in the Gay Games here in 2002. And so we were both out here in 2002 and fell in love. And friends tell me, I don't remember saying this, but enough friends heard it that they've reminded me saying, they reminded me sitting in Darling Harbour saying, I wonder what you have to do to get to be ambassador here.
Isn't that funny? It only took you how many years?
It was about 10 more.
10 more and you made it.
But be careful what you wish for, in other words.
Yeah, exactly.
So this was this your first ambassadorial role?
It is. It's my eighth federal agency. Mm-hmm. I've worked all across our government through my career. I've been the highest openly gay person in our executive branch. I'm our first openly gay ambassador to a G20 country. And so I've tried to break ceilings as I go along.
You're smashing them.
And so that's been it's been a wonderful career.
That's why we keep giving you such a good time, like being here tonight.
What a night tonight. Yeah. Well, but you've given me so many memories. You know, Melbourne, you know, I've gotten to come to the AIDS conference here, which was fantastic. I marched with your wonderful premier, Andrews, in the Gay Pride Parade. You know, it is just such a wonderful city and such a proud city. That I'm always thrilled. I love Melbourne.
Not many other places that you might necessarily be able to have that opportunity.
No, it's fantastic. Mm. Really is fantastic.
So I've looked at your career, and you have had some very important, serious, heavy roles. And it's hard to believe, as we look at Ambassador Berry, who never stops smiling, that you could do that. I'm not doubting your ability for a moment, But it seems to me that you love people. And you love animals as well. And is that part of your ethos?
It is. It is. And in fact, one of the reasons I'm smiling, I'm still on a high from, I was out at Healesville at the sanctuary this morning. What an amazing place. You know, their veterinary hospital is unique in all the world. I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, when you get to hold a wombat that goes to sleep in your lap.
I was going to say, did you get to hold it?
It doesn't get any better than that.
And the little koalas?
On. Yeah, there was a baby koala that was really, you know, that thing could melt steel.
It's a very pretty part of Australia as well,
isn't it? Beautiful. The Yarra Valley, we had never been. This was our first time, and it was an amazing journey, and what a beautiful, beautiful spot.
It's a beautiful big country, and we've loved having you as the as our guest, but also the U.S. ambassador to Australia. There's been some tough times for the LGBTI community this year. Orlando was only a couple of months ago. You've spoken out at the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. How important is it to recognise those serious and sad and somber moments alongside the pride and celebration of tonight?
Look, there's no question, obviously we had a very a serious tragedy in the United States, our largest ever terrorist attack against our citizens, and our LGBT community in the United States suffered an enormous setback there. But I will say this, you know, when you look around the world today, there are certainly many places that can bring a tear to your eye. Uganda, Nigeria, Russia, many of the countries in the Middle East, where we take so many rights for granted, and people there are basically fearing for their very lives and their safety, and they could be thrown in jail without warning. And we need lighthouses around the world to shine brightly. So brightly that every citizen in those countries will see what diversity's strength is, how critical it is for freedom, and Australia and Melbourne are doing that tonight. And so we should not in any way be afraid to celebrate that, because it is that celebration that is the beacon that says equality for all is gay rights are human rights. These are statements that need to shine across the country, across this section of the world, and indeed around the world itself. And so I believe, I hope everybody here cheers extra loud, because that's what has to happen. This has to ring freedom from coast to coast and around the world.
We'd be delighted if that was the case, and if this gets taken up around the world, then what a wonderful thing for it to have started in our town.
Ambassador Berry, thank you for talking with us. Thank you for being the ambassador.
Oh, it's so great.
Please take this game with you to the NFL and other leagues in America.
I promise.
And perhaps take Pavlova as well.
Thank you so much for talking with us. Great to be with you.
Thanks, Ambassador Berry.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.